Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Thursday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And today we're going to shop with Zoe. Yes, we now have Shopping with Zoe on Thursdays, and of course, we want you to not only get the best deals, we also want you to be able to take advantage of the opportunity to launch your business. It's so easy to sell products and services online, and it's so easy to make money in these times where everybody's buying and selling, and it doesn't matter who you are or where you live. Many people are thinking of the traditional way that you have to hold down a 9-to-5 job and get paid a set salary every week. And, you know, that's fine. Because generally when a person is in business, then they also, part of the business is growing to the point where you've got to pay people certain tasks so that you can provide the product or the service. And you pay those people, you know, agreed upon hourly wage or monthly wage or whatever the case may be. But the fact of the matter is, the old way of earning a living is obsolete. And if you are still looking at earning your living with a salary and retiring with a pension, well, that way of financing your life is just about gone. And a lot of the frustration that people feel is because they've been told that you need to get a college education, and so they go into debt getting a college education. And then they are looking for someone to hire them at a salary that will help them pay for the cost of their college education. And when that doesn't happen, they're frustrated and angry and feeling like someone sold them a false bill of goods. So what we want to do is prepare you for the new world, the new economy, where people are not expecting to make a living from just one source, and they're not trading their time for money the way you do with a job. They're discovering ways of getting paid for their creative ideas, even sometimes when they're asleep. Can you imagine getting paid when you are asleep? Can you imagine getting paid when you have gone to bed and money is in your bank account when you wake up? Well, you know, I've had the joy of that experience, because when you have a product that you're selling online, you don't have to be there. You can simply sell your product or your service, and you can find ways of earning a living that does not require you to sacrifice your entire day and week, which gives yourself more free time. And it also challenges you to be responsible for yourself. We blame people for economic situations, but we never think that all of us are contributing something to the economy. And all of us are responsible for making things happen. So it's not just the people who are coming up with businesses and employing people. It's also people who have ideas and are willing to share them. Entrepreneurs who come up with new inventions, or creative people who come up with, whether it's beautiful music or art or clothing or furniture, anything that we create that people enjoy is something that can add to the economy. And so we need to be able to do that. And we need to be able to benefit from our creative energy. So if you are one of those people that have an idea, but you're afraid to take a stand, you're afraid to step out on faith, you're afraid to start that business, well, this is a show for you, because we're showing you how easy it is. And we don't want you to be so afraid of failure that you fail to try. There is so much to be offered for people who have the willingness to try. And so this is what we want you to consider. How are you going to change the way you function? How are you going to make a difference? How are you going to change the way you run your life? How are you going to do that? So if you're still afraid to try that idea, then perhaps you're willing to just stay stuck. Just stay stuck where you are. And is that really smart? Well, probably not. Because the reality is, the world is going to change whether you make adjustments and change or not. The world is going to change. Well, we want to be there and help those who are ready to change. We want you to be ready with your ideas so that you don't have to be left out. We're going to take a break and come right back.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456. What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And I'm Naima Lateef. And soon we will be joined by our host, Zoe. And we'll be hearing more about how we can run our own business. We're going to take another quick break and be right back. So we invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalateef.com. That's www.naimalateef.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, we'll create a 30-second radio ad, and watch your business increase worldwide.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
For those who have been listening on Blog Talk Radio, we want to give them a chance to press one and let it be known that they have a thought that they'd like to share. We've got callers on the line. And, of course, we are now with our host, Zoe Ma, international businesswoman, And this is quite a treat because you've just recently returned from China not too long ago and saw quite a bit of commerce going on. And we talked about the fact that everybody has some kind of product that they're able to sell, which gives them another income besides just the 9-to-5 job. So what is it that you think people here need to do to get more into that merchant spirit so that they can have an additional income besides their job or profession, something that they can do without having to physically be present? Like when you're selling online, you don't have to be there. You just have a product. What are some of the things that people can do to get that type of thing started?
First of all, marketing, a trade, is almost as old as human history. You know, the first dynasty in China, actually called trade, is about almost 2,500 years ago. So trade is coming, you know, with civilization. People, it's just in human spirit. Everybody have somebody, something that someone else also needs. So you barter trade. That's, you know, even, I think the Chinese currency actually evolved 2,500 years ago using a shell as currency. So it's coming with our human nature. We have things to share. And sometimes when we share, we could also get a little bit profit from it and then become trade. And with today's technology, you know, actually, your business is only a click away. You know, it's so easy to set up your website or your social media on your phone. So many of us have TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Those are also the ways to help you to market your product. So it's so very easy. And of course, you want to try something with simple, you can just go to recommend and give a referral through our website, and you get a referral fee. That help you to just get started. But, the technology evolved to the point that even teenagers can have an account and start talking about a product that you love about. And how to select a product. Just what you or your friend or your family member needs. The best product is the yourself, your friend, or your family. So now the weather is changing, and so it's getting cold. I think last week I was talking about this little heat warmer. Now it just coming in handy. When I was talking about this last week, I was still in Florida, in Orlando. So I didn't really appreciate it as much. But as soon as I got back to Chicago, those things come so handy. With the snow on the ground, I just came back, dropped out my son, and I can see the snow accumulation now on my car, rooftops. But it's not on the road, which is great. But my fingers feel cold, and my toes feel cold. So what I did, I just plugged this in to the outlet, and they lit up. And if my finger feels so cold, I just hold like this way, and my fingers just really warm. And then I think yesterday, I put this one inside of my socks, underneath my feet, and I can just feel the warmth. The other day I actually bought a pair of socks, which is supposed to be warmer socks, and I plugged it in. It fingers and your feet. You don't want to burn yourself. So this one, they're just enough, very heavily warm that help you to warm your whole body from your feet to your fingers. So I cannot really highly recommend it. So the reason I picked this one is because I know in the wintertime, my feet get cold, and I don't have anything to make my feet warm besides just some socks, and those don't work as good. You can put layers on your body, but you can't put layers on your feet. How many pair of socks can you wear, right? And in the inside of the house, you don't want to put too many shoes either. So there's no layers for your feet.
Right.
So what you can do is put a little cuddly, like little feet shoes, or in your socks. And that's what I did yesterday. It's really warm.
Right.
You know, it's good to give your feet a little massage. I'm just like, it's really nice. But I think the great way is find a product that actually can meet the needs, well, address the daily needs of you. So I think my approach is if you like the product, I'm sure that someone else will also feel the same. And that's your customer, your friends and family. You just ask your friends and family what, you know, you observe. I love to observe. I'm a sociologist by training, so I love to observe. And I also have an empathy that, oh, they feel this way. Oh, I can tell. So then you just, all you need is to find the product. Say, this product.
The things that people have to do is look at what is seasonal, what's going to be popular. You know that if it's cold outside, people are going to be looking for things to keep them warm. If it's hot outside, people are going to be looking for things to keep them cool. If it's rainy outside, people are going to be looking for things to keep them dry. So it's so easy to come up with a product that's timely. And one of the things, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, they sell socks during the wintertime. Well, if you're going to get a good deal on wintertime wear, then the best time to buy it is at the end of the season when stores and wholesalers and everybody are looking to get rid of things because the season is about to change. You don't want to buy things at the heart of the season because that will... Yes, that will make it difficult thing for people who are trying to get things when it is at the height of the season. You don't go and get a pair of boots right when it snows because that's when it's going to be the most expensive. So you want to, if you're going to get things wholesale and get them so that you can make money off of selling them, you get them when they're at the lowest price. And that's how a business person thinks. So we definitely, you know, want to encourage people, if you're looking at ways to make money off of the seasonal changes, think of how to invest in something before the time when it's needed. You can get it at a lower price, and then when you get ready to sell it, of course, then you're going to make the money because there's a demand. And, you know, that's, sometimes people don't think about that. Business is all about planning ahead. What's going to be needed, and what are people going to be demanding? How do you get it before it's needed, get it at a low price, and then be ready to sell it when people are asking for it? So that's what you do. With these foot warmers, this is perfect timing to present them because people who have to stand outside, if you have a job, you have to stand outside for a while, you're going to get cold feet. Feet are the first thing, so that you want to have somewhere where you can put these in your shoes, get in and plug in, warm them up. It makes all the difference in the world. So definitely a great product. And we urge people to go to the website and place your order. And it is definitely worth it, especially
if you're one of those people that have to be outside waiting on a bus, or if you have to be outside during construction work, a lot of it's still going on, or if you're somebody who's got to be outside, whether it's directing traffic or whatever the situation is. Yes. So, can't hear you now. Yes. So, definitely we want to give you a chance to benefit from an invention that is helpful. And here's the website there. Go to www.thefemalesolution.com/product. And you can place your order. And so we want to make sure that we give those who are listening online a chance to call in, and we're going to take a quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just a moment, so stay with us. And, of course, if you are on our Blog Talk channel, we want to give you a chance to see the screen so that you can know how to order at www.thefemalesolution.com/products. And if you've got cold feet, this might be a chance for you to get that foot warmer. As always, we appreciate those who are willing to take a chance and become an entrepreneur because you help to stimulate the economy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
The mic is still open, and we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and our Thursday host, Zoe, is giving you an opportunity not only to buy the foot warmers, but we are here with Zoe Ma, who is giving us an opportunity to become an entrepreneur. We'll be introducing products every week, and you can go to The Female Solution online, www.thefemalesolution.com/products, and order. And, yes, we're back with Zoe, and, yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Great.
just have a little issue. But anyway, I think the purpose of us being at this channel as a solution, female solution, is more like how we can make impact in our own life as well as our community. We see what's happening around our community, that people are struggling with going in our waste jobs. I was telling my another friend of mine, I think in America, it's actually people penalize, the government penalize, meaning, you know, taking minimum wage jobs. You have to pay taxes, you know? But I was in Orlando with my a couple from China. They just immigrated to America. The reason they immigrate is they have money to burn.
Yeah.
The reason, you know, I always so in awe, not only them, but actually the people like them, because they were not even high school dropout when they were starting working. They were middle school dropout.
Wow.
And they were not from the big city with a lot of resources. They were from back back in the woods area of China, but they become, you know, they have really little education, but they have the spirit to the mindset they want to make a life for themselves. So this couple from the farmland of China, very, very remote, not too remote, but quite remote from any big city. They just started a business for themselves about 30 years ago. And today, without high school education, not even finished middle school, they are millionaires. They spend $500,000 immigrating to the United States. They have, you know, another couple million dollars as net worth. And if they can become successful, so can you. You know, you don't need a college education, a master's degree like me to become a self-made millionaire. You just have to believe yourself. And then when you work minimum job, your taxes are taken out. And then your cost of doing your job is not credited. But when you be your own boss, being your own business, the cost of doing business is actually credited. So all your profit can be deducted. You know, your cost can be deducted from your profit. For example, the car you use to meet your customers, that expense will be taken out. And your phone you need reaching to your customers. The internet service you use to market your product, your home office, all of those can be deducted from your from the expenses. That actually can keep more money for yourself rather than pay to Uncle Sam. Well, you have to be very smart. You have to be as smart as Trump. He's a billionaire. He only one time he paid $750 in federal tax. You can do better than Trump.
Yes, you can.
We all have to learn how Trump becomes.
Starting route to 10,510 West Denver Boulevard.
Even you have 9-to-5 jobs, you can still have part-time jobs like an online business that can help you if you suffer loss. A lot of time, you know, at the beginning, you may lose some little bit, but you know what? You probably can get back from the tax you pay with your first job.
Absolutely.
So the 9-to-5 job, if you feel you pay too much tax, think about another line, you know, and always, so, you know, you never know when your boss I one time I told my brother about 20 years ago, and they got to, I think that was the first time that he, I don't know this, but I told him, "For you have the job you are having now is actually it's a chance. The more certain is that you will not have the job that you are having now. You may not like your boss, you quit. Your boss may not like you, they fire you. Or the economy is bad, the whole company is bankrupt or closed. You're out of job. So it's your job is temporary, but your business, with as long as you work hard,
that's right,
can be forever.
That's right.
60, 70, 90 years old. You can work in the day. Nobody's going to fire you if you don't fire yourself."
That's right. And you know, that's the thing people realize once they start a business. You can never be fired. You will always be employed, and you'll always be the boss. So, you know, what would keep a person from giving themselves a raise, giving themselves a promotion by going into business? That's the best way to get a promotion. If you've been working and working and working at a place and you think they don't recognize your talents and they're not willing to give you that title that you've earned, that's a sign. Maybe it's time to step away and work for yourself. And we've got some comments here. And Regina, thank you for joining us this morning. Yes, my dear sister, we appreciate you so much. Yes, we are live. And Beata, our Friday and Sunday host, says, "Grand Rising Sisters, thanks for giving great advice to assist our growth." Yes. That is what we're all about to do. And Beata, feel free to join us. I sent you the link. Yes, we are really excited in being able to encourage people to go ahead and step out on faith and belief in yourself. It's not as hard as you think. All these people who develop these big corporations, they don't have anything that anybody else had. The same flesh and blood, the same brain. They don't have anything that any of us has other than the drive to do it and the belief that they could. So all of us can develop the same thing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I was in Turkey, you know, I was in the Grand Bazaar, I see, you know, 10-year-old selling tea.
A 10-year-old
a Turkish boy can start his business selling tea. We all can do that. So it's not some rocky science. Like I said, trade is as old as civilization.
Ah.
We come with it. We all come in. It's only today's technology, you know, it's the industrialization that brainwashed us into believing we can only work for some master, your employer. No, we don't.
Right. Absolutely. We are our own masters. And let's see. The H says salam. Yeah, supposed to help you wrote it in English. Good thing I read Arabic.
Oh, I want to learn Arabic. I'm going to Egypt to learn Arabic.
Yes, we appreciate you so very much for watching. Yes, absolutely. And Zelda says, "Teach Master Zoe." Yes, our Monday morning mindfulness host. We had a great time with the children yesterday at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School, teaching them podcasting. And we're going to be offering our podcasting class online. You'll be able to sign up and learn how to do what we do and learn how to sell your product and service online using your podcast. You'll also learn how to get your message out using a method that is now becoming so globally accepted and really took off during the pandemic, and it makes earning money so much easier. People are using their devices to talk to everybody, so we're going to show you how, and we're going to put that class online, and you'll be able to sign on up and for a real affordable price be able to start launching your international career. So we want to help everybody in all the ways we can. And the children were just magnificent yesterday. And they interviewed Viata, another businesswoman, and she was able to share her health business as a life coach and a yoga instructor. So they're excited because they can see the possibilities, and they can see that their future isn't limited. So this is such a wonderful time to be alive and
to take advantage of
opportunities. Yes.
Yeah, to freedom, because I watch a YouTuber, African-American living in Egypt, and how this brother is doing that. He said, you know what, I have an online, you know, retail business. So he's living in Egypt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you have an online business, you can be wherever you want to be. You don't have to be stuck one place because you have to go to your employer's place of business. Your business is your phone, iPad, your tablet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all. You don't need a storefront. Just keep, you know, people are connected digitally now.
Yes.
So you can sell digitally.
That's right. That's right.
Tell them what are you doing. You know, say hi. You know, people nowadays are not connected anymore.
Right.
And, you know, they are isolated. They are depressed. Why? Because they are not connected. They do not say hi anymore. But this is a way to keep connected with your friends and family.
Yeah.
And extend your sphere of influence. Tell them the good news. You have a product that can help make their life easier.
That's right. That's right.
Keep them warm in the winter. Keep them, you know, cool in the summer. You have, you know, you have a product to make their life easier. Tell them that's the good news.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I was watching the Sheldon show about this brother selling a little souvenir of getting snowflakes to Texas. But you know what? At the beginning, everybody rejected. But the one guy, he said, you know what? I remember when I was little, I was living in the north and with the snow. But this thing reminded me of my childhood. So he bought two. So you never know. You know, you have some products and you resonate with them.
That's right.
And you can make sales that way.
That's right.
You bring the joy to their life when you sell the things they need. That,
yeah.
Like, evoke those memories in their life, the happiness in their life. I think that, you know, the best-seller, you know, marketer is the one that actually you feel you are making, bring joy to their life, make their life easier and happier.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're on our switchboard right now and you've got a comment, just press 1. If you're on the Blog Talk switchboard, of course, we want to hear from you. So 512-538, if you've got a question, just your comment, just press 1. And if you are watching us live, of course, you can write in your comments on our YouTube and Facebook channel. Let's go to The Female Solution on Facebook or The Female Solution on YouTube, and we are live. And Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, says, sign up for podcast training so you can be a master like Zoe Ma. Sign up at higherlearningnetwork.org/resources. This is a time for us to stay connected. Like Zoe says, we can stay connected through our cell phones, our iPads, our laptops, just all day long, and you never even have to leave your home. So the pandemic really helped us to grow in ways nobody expected would happen. And like Zoe said, you can have a global business and never pay rent on a big office suite like that. That used to be the way you had to do. You had to, you know, get some big office downtown, and that's how you did business. Now you can do business from your bedroom in your pajamas. And many people are doing that right now. But the thing is to have a product that people need
and offer it to them and make it possible for them to get it and for you to get paid. And because everything is so instant and electronic, it doesn't take much. So whatever our product is, whatever our service is, we need to, first of all, set it up so people can pay you. Make it easy for people to pay you. People can pay online, whether it's PayPal or Zelle. Yeah, thank you very much. Or if it's Zelle, PayPal, or Cash App, or Venmo. Have all the systems set up and be able to get paid for whatever you do. In a moment, I'm going to tell you, of course, you all have seen that I am in the car. I'm not the one driving, of course. That would be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
But, of course, we are on our way to an exciting event, and we'll be covering it live on our YouTube channel, and it will be live on our on-air network page and, of course, on the Media Connection TV. And you will see our First Lady, Jill Biden, championing the cause of health care for those who are getting into their senior years. And all of us, if you live long enough, you're going to get there. And so the First Lady, she is gracing our great city of Chicago today, along with
Holly Berry.
And the star, of course, everybody wants to hear from is Halle Berry, who has been known to champion the cause of women's health. So we'll be there. Our great media team, of course, myself and the wonderful John L. Alexander, global photographer and extraordinary communicator and all those great things. But right now he's keeping us safe on the road while we remind people of the opportunity that they have to participate in this new economy. And Zelda says, make it a family affair so whole families can be entrepreneurs too. Now that is the thing that people need to be able to do, is get their family involved. We want to take another quick break. And when we come back, Zoe, we'd like to talk about how you can get your children involved in helping you to sell. If you have a product and you have children, how you can encourage them to be a part of the business so that they can actually see themselves making money. So we'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take one quick break and be right back. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us. And, of course, if you are on our Female Solution switchboard, we invite you, or if you're online, we invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1. And, of course, if you are watching us on Facebook and YouTube, then just write in your comments and we will gladly open your mic or pull up your comments and share them with our listening and viewing audience. And you are certainly welcome to share your thoughts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
And we are back. We are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And don't you know there's a lot of things that people can do to earn a living. And I've seen people, maybe they start out, they bake cookies in the oven, and then it grew to, they got a bakery, and I've seen them have their children working in the bakery, and then maybe even selling the cookies to their friends, and next thing you know, if they become popular. So a lot of times we have things that we can involve our children, and we don't know the benefits. So there are so many benefits to being in business and even having your children participate in the process, whether there's your sales and marketing people or whatever. But young people have really mastered this social media, and a lot of older people who have been around in business, if you just ask your children, they'll show you how to get on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all of the social media platforms. You can be constantly advertising. So how would you advise people to encourage their children to participate in their entrepreneurship and help the business grow?
Well, we buy a lot of things for our kids.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the year, I would suggest to ask your kids, what's your wish list for this year? Okay? So when you have the wish list, then you tell the kids, now, you have to raise money to buy those things on your wish list. Find the product. And then sell to your friend and family. That's a good training. Instead, you always finance. You work like second job, third job for your kids. You have no time to be with your children. And then no matter how much money you spend on them, they are not satisfied because you don't spend time with them.
Mm.
Children need the time with their parents more than the toys.
Yeah.
So the best way to build the family tie is to help them, be with them, to sell the product, to raise money, to buy the product on their wish list, bucket list, whatever you call it. So between them from very little, 5, 6 years old, above, as long as they can go around and meet as friends and family, tell them, say, this year, I would like to have this one, this product, this toy, or a pair of Nike shoes or whatever thing you want to do.
I'm going to get some meat in that.
For Christmas, yeah. Right? It's good to have a kid to set a goal in life. So the first thing to train them is, this year, what kind of things you want to have for Christmas, for birthday? So those are two. Bucket list. First, the birthday wish list.
Oh, Gary is there.
Christmas.
Gary.
You know, gift. Have them write down and then help them.
You already there, dude.
To raise the funds to purchase them. Be with them and to support them throughout the process. This way, you spend time with your kids, your children, and they really feel that you really care. And then teach them to be, you know, entrepreneurs when they're little. And we, as adults, we can find a product. There's many, many products that we can source. Anything from Amazon. Like the kids can look at Amazon and check the product available. And then you want to find the source rather than buy from Amazon. Amazon is expensive. You know, they just shipped me some product that, some subscription that I used to have from Amazon. And I feel like I can buy it cheaper in Target than have it from Amazon. Why I want to have it from Amazon? Because Amazon gets, most of the products from Amazon are more expensive than, I mean, we can find something 20-30% cheaper than Amazon. So you can find the product. They're all, you know, almost, I would say, 80 or 90% of products on Amazon are made in China. So why don't you source it from China directly and then sell, buy your kids, help your kids to sell those products, raise money to finance his life. They want to buy, make your money. Set a goal, like, okay, how much you want to, how much money you want to raise for this month for things you need. Because a lot of kids, when they grow older, especially become a teen, they need allowance. Have them to earn their own allowance. You know, not everyone in the world, every children in the world, the parent has extra money to give the kids as allowance. Right now, I don't give my son allowance. He has to go to work at the Panda Express to earn his own allowance. So, but for the children who are not working age, like 16 and under, they can't find a job. You know, nobody hired them, child labor. But they can be their own boss, entrepreneur. They raise the money then for their allowance. That teaches them, you know, how to manage their money, how to be resourceful, make a living in the right way rather than consequence for the rest of their life. In many ways, we can help to train our kids to be entrepreneurs. Remodel my house, and I find that it's a very product that is has the effect of, I needed to keep my kids, need a makeover before I show my house. So I was looking for products that actually make it look beautiful without, you know, break the bank. I remember a couple years ago, I sold a little condo, and all we did is put a face mask in the kitchen. And that really, and also we changed the countertop, updated the countertop. So two things, you know, for like very small condo, that increased the price by 10%. So then I went back to look for the same product. At the beginning, it was not available in Home Depot anymore. And also, those are real kind of mega stone glass. It was quite expensive. Now I find out an alternative with the same effect to put on the my kitchen backsplash. And I ordered here. It looks so beautiful. So I think I actually, you know, in the next few episodes, I want to just show you what I did with my kitchen with the product. There's the things I put on the backsplash, and then the things I put on the countertop, like marble countertop, and then the floor too, and look like a marble floor, but they are more like a wallpaper. So it's like in a pill and then stick, and it looks so beautiful. But I will show you. So there's the technology can make things so affordable now. It's because those products are almost like a 3D printing. So even though yesterday I checked at Home Depot, those tiles still very, very expensive. And then when you hire labor, it's labor intensive too. But with this kind of a 3D printing paper, it's the cost is so much less. But I want to pull that off to give you a surprise later. We will see, let you see the before and after makeover of my kitchen. But so I think a lot of times we need to get up our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then start traveling around the world, and you will be inspired.
Yeah.
Every country, they offer something that you can bring back to your home country to share with your friends and family. Make your life and other life, easier, and then full of fun and joy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, we are actually exposed to things that only selected by other people.
Yeah.
We need to break out our echo chambers. We need to go out to the, another country, go to China now. It's very the easy. I heard they just changed the visa procedures. Basically, it's very easy to get a visa to visit China. And then recently, there's actually after the China was open a year ago, so many people actually visit China, and they were all surprised. Like right now, every country is having inflation, and then the only country do not have inflation is China. So that means you can buy products really inexpensively, and you can import products very inexpensively to the United States.
Yes.
To me, I'm just make a promise to myself. I'm boycotting the inflation. Because inflation is man-made, and it's just taking more money from our pocket.
Absolutely.
So right now, I shop everything, not even from Amazon. I shop everything from China now.
Oh, that's smart.
I can't stop it. I cannot stop shopping.
Well, that's smart. You know, we've got somebody joining us now who's preparing her grandchildren to be new entrepreneurs. And we want to say welcome to the Female Solution. And let me take myself out. And tell us a bit about your activities, Viata, with your grandchildren.
Grand Rising, trying to stay warm here. thank you, Zoe, for sharing all your wisdom and knowledge. And I have a 7-year-old, 9-year-old grandchild. And I'm constantly giving them options for their life, career choices, and so forth. And I talk about you.
I think that's
Zoe, all the time. We have a beautiful woman who has joined us on Female Solution and how she is an entrepreneur and she encourages young people to start their own business. So I want to know, Zoe, from you, what kind of advice would you give a 7 and 9-year-old? I want them to meet you one day. And I would ask you, what kind of advice would you give a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old about being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think, you know, we tell them that they don't have to depend on mothers and for the money they want to buy some more toys. They can actually, you know, we used to have our kids to sell lemonade, right? To raise the money, raise the funds. And so they have a freedom. They when they make their own money, like when I tell my son, I'm not going to buy you Xbox. You have to buy on your own. I don't have that money. You tell the kids, do you want mama to go out work? And without time with you, so buy you a toy, or a mom can stay with you, help you to raise the money together and buy the toy. So they have a choice. The kids love to spend time with their parents. So it's a kind of a parent and kid time. And they say, this way, you want to have a freedom? Because moms will not have the money for everything because we need to have other needs to be met at the house. But if you have something you really want, raise your own funds, then you have a freedom to spend it the way you want. And kids want to do that, so they don't have bank. That's your piggy bank. Do you want to have a big piggy bank for yourself that you can buy the things you need? Then build your piggy bank.
Do you think they should be paid to do the chores around the house, like dusting or vacuuming or straightening, making their bed, or do you think that should be something they do without being paid?
I think making their bed for their own bed, that should be not paid. But clean the house, the common area, if they're doing things for others, they should be compensated. It's their job to keep their room tidy, make their bed. That's what they're supposed to do. But if they are helping the parents to keep the house clean, cook for the parents, or, you know, things like that, I think maybe it's a negotiation. If they are too young, pick up, throw out the trash once a week. You know, those things can do. I think that's a great way. Much easier to do. But as they grow older, like 7-year-olds, you know, we have to teach them the concept of money. And how to the finance, you know, how to use the money wisely to save. You know, it's almost like the same test with 2-year-olds. If they want to eat the chocolate in front of them right away, wait a little bit. I think when the 7-year-old, we can just say, now you actually selling either Girl Scout cookies or some other products that actually much healthier, that at least the money put in their piggy bank, how you want to spend it? Do you want to spend it just, you know, squandered on things that do not last very long, or, you know, maybe just a one-time pleasure and then gone? Or they want to invest something they really can use for a long time. So I think that's good training for kids growing up, you know, after they are, you know, school age.
Yeah, thank you, Zoe. I'm going to give them that advice. They're visiting today and tomorrow. I want to share this experience with my new bag that I purchased from you.
So how are you doing? How did you like it during the trip?
I have not used it yet, but I am so excited to use it in my next trip. My trip to Atlanta, I needed a bag on wheels. And I didn't realize I could have taken this bag to bring back all the shoes and the clothes that my sister gave me. But I didn't think this bag was going to be big enough. So guess what?
Yeah.
I want to promote this bag. And what happened was my sister gave me one of her bags that I could have used this bag for because it expands.
Exactly.
Gotten a lot more in this bag than I did in her bag because I could have, and I checked the bag. This bag I would not take with me to as a carry-on because I need wheels. I just need wheels. But if you have, I recommend highly this bag if you're going on a trip and you're going to bring back more things with you than you took on the trip. Because I want to just show people how beautiful this bag is. When you unzip it, okay, so I love the idea that this is a overnight bag here. The overnight bag, and I can take a few items for, like, in a car. I love the idea that this is a good bag to take in the car. Because you just put it in the car. You don't need wheels because you're going to just go from the house to the car. And it has pocket, it has room for the phone, it has room to latch onto another bag. And I like the idea that there's a pouch on the inside. I always want to have some smaller pouch on the inside. So there's a huge pouch on the inside, a zipper pouch on the inside. But most of all, I was started unzipping this bag, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, it gets bigger and bigger. And bigger and bigger, and I just kept unzipping and unzipping, and then there was another zipper, and the next thing I knew, I was like, oh my goodness, it's twice the size now. Look at that.
Yeah, it's twice as large.
So this is what I love about this bag, is that it can be a bag. You can fold it. I don't know what I was thinking, Zoe. I could have folded this bag up into my bag that I took on the plane. I could have folded it up. And then when I got to my sister's, I had to help her clean out three closets of shoes and clothes. She was all by herself in a three-bedroom house. Every closet in her house is stuffed with clothes and shoes. And I should have taken this bag and put it in with my luggage. And then when I got to her house, I could have filled this bag up and checked this bag on the plane back. And I wouldn't have had to carry it with me to as a carry-on, but I would have had plenty of room to bring back all the shoes and clothes that she would give away. So I wanted to put a plug in for your bag. And I want to let everyone know, it got here in less than 7 days. I got the bag. So you arrived before I left. And the color, the material is really nice. It's a strong waterproof material. There's just so much I love about this bag that I'm really glad that you were promoting it. And I want everybody to think about purchasing this. And it was only, what, $19.99?
Yeah.
$19.99. And I'm just so impressed with this bag that I wanted to promote.
I think, you know, you may also miss one point. You have a luggage with the wheels, right? With a handle, right? The handle. That I think when you think about how quickly bags, you travel a lot. And I travel a lot because I'm in a tiny house, 320 square feet. I'm semi-retired. I don't have a full-time job. I work Blog Talk Radio twice a week. I do other clients every now and then. I can afford now to travel more. So if you can afford to travel, you want to have a bag like this available for whatever trip, whether it's a car trip or airplane trip. This is just a perfect bag to take with you, whether you're in the car or on a plane. Looking forward to it. So,
yeah, that bag works also well with your luggage on wheels.
Yeah.
You see the pouch in the back?
Yeah, this.
Okay, that actually can go through the handle. So you put it on top of the luggage on wheels. So you don't have to carry on. So you have, you know, this one you can use as a personal on top of the carrying.
Yes. The only thing about, for me, using the carry-on, when you go through TSA, I just get so stressed about having to put all these things on. I have to take my laptop out of my carry-on, put that in a bin, take your shoes off. You got to take, you know, I just have decided when I'm going through TSA, I'm a few things as possible.
True.
And so it's a choice, though. At least you have a choice if you do want to have a carry-on. I love this idea that this goes right over your hand.
Yeah.
And it makes it easier. But what makes it challenging is TSA. It's like you have to do all this unpacking. So for TSA, take your shoes off. And I usually don't go through the x-ray machine. I opt out of the x-ray machine. I'm title-minded at all. I'm used to that. I told the woman, thank you for your massage. So polite. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go up your crouch now. I'm going to do this. I'm going to say, so I just don't want to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
we need a bigger bag when we're coming back.
Yeah.
This is a smart one. If you're going to be able to grab that, you're going to bring it back. A lot of our souvenirs,
I think that's a great point, Zoe, during this time of chaos. I look at what we're going through, not only in Middle East, but in our planetary system. There seems to be a lot of chaos with the sun glare and the movement of the planet. And whatever we can do, especially on the Female Solution, to help people see the options. You know what? That's what I'm teaching my grandchildren, options. Yes. Mothers insist that they have to go to college. They're 7 and 9 years old. And mother says, well, you're going to have to go to college if you want to live in my house, blah, 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 blah. Very controlling person. And I'm like, no, honey, let's have talk about options. So in the morning when I go to sit with them when they're having breakfast, I have a bowl on the table. And I either put an orange and avocado. My granddaughter likes to eat avocado. I said, these are your options this morning. Which one do you choose? So I'm starting to get them thinking about options, not I'm only going to offer you an orange this morning. And if you don't like the orange, it's too bad. That is what I see happening in our society, that people think they have one choice. And
yes,
that's college. Or get a job with a corporation. That's it. And we, with partnering with you, Zoe, we are going to not only help them have options about choices, how to take care of their body. I do that tomorrow morning on health and well-being with Gianna, but how to make your life better, simpler. I heard you talking about your remodeling your house.
Yeah.
And even that that experience, I hope you'll share with people the do-it-yourself things. How can you, what are the things you can do yourself, things you can't, and how you can save money by hiring someone else or doing it yourself? Because I had to do a lot myself in this space. And it turned out that angels showed up. And things happened. It kind of sealed this installation on ceiling. And yet I never paid for it because the people who installed it, it's supposed to be this new green ceiling installation. They never came back to make the adjustments to the ceiling, so they never asked for payment. So it's been over a year now, and I never even paid for this. But the fact that I think choosing options for just a greener, healthier place, then this started showing up and making it less expensive for me. So I'm looking forward to your modeling experience as far as how can I get some tips from you about doing it myself, even in my small space.
And, you know, I'm selling my house. So I need to be very professional. But what I can do to cut the cost is not to shop at Home Depot, Lowe's, or Menards. Because those are retailers. They have a high profit margin. And I'm not supporting that. I think that as a consumer now, like you said, we have options. We have online stores. We have Tmall. We have... just first check out Tmall what they have for them, and then you go from there. But like I said, when you are talking about the changing in the world, like in the global warming, it's real now for Chicago. We have been so warm. Most of the days it's about freezing. This year is extremely warm. Of course, to me, I love it. I don't like too cold. I don't like to have a foot of snow on the ground. But it's not natural for this one. That means the global warming or the irregular climate patterns affecting the world. And what we can do is to go green. Try to use less energy, lighting. I'm actually buying some solar light to put around the house to reduce the electricity consumption. I'm working with Naima now for a project with Wisconsin. We try to put like a solar roof
Do you have a solar on top of your tiny house?
My house is connected to my son's house, which is 3 bedrooms in terms of electric power. Mm-hmm. He has solar panels, his house.
Oh, good.
So whatever I use is being transferred over to his electric grid or whatever. And so his electric bill is something like $40. And sometimes during the summer, it went up to like, I don't know, 200. It was a big difference in the summer versus in winter and times where he didn't have his air unit. So it varies, but he does save a lot. Electric bill, because he uses some type of back side of the house that collects energy and then sends it to Duke Energy, and he gets a credit back from whatever excess that he has solar panels. And I'm sure it has reduced his electricity.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe if you'd like to, you know, just update your tiny home, and then I can send the product to you, and then you can try, see how that makes it, you know, like if you have a kitchen, I give you a like backsplash, so you can put it on as you're remodeling your home, because I have to sell the house, so I want to look at more professional. But I think actually you are going to live in a tiny home. I'm going to put my things in a tiny, I'm going to remodel a place over there in Wisconsin. I probably will show what I'm going to do. I'm in terms of flooring. I will do that. I will DIY in that house over there.
Oh, you have a house in Wisconsin?
And not necessarily a house, but as I'm actually converting a project, you know, to co-housing in Wisconsin. And then, so I will, you know, purchase one unit there, just a shelf. So I'm going to, do it myself for the, as far as the first finishing wise. So I will definitely, I was thinking in the summer, I'll be in Wisconsin doing that project.
It's a fun adventure to do it yourself, renovating, remodeling. I had when I had my first tiny house out in a rural area, a friend bought a 50 shed, and it had been occupied by some people who were doing drugs, and they had damaged the walls and all kind of damage. So he asked me to go in, say, once it was empty. And I learned how to patch holes in walls. I learned how to take out old wood shelves that nailed to the wall and to the floor. I learned so much by taking on this do-it-yourself project and in a small space. So that prepared me for this space here. That shed that I first renovated was probably eight by ten, really small. And just that experience taught me any courage to take on a project that needed a lot of work, painting, wall repair, removing. Even in this place, I learned how to use a tool to remove pieces out of the floor, out of the wall, and it gives you a lot of confidence that you can make decisions about how to improve a space. Got so much confidence from even working in this space and that place. Nothing else, confidence, courage, and a sense of pride. Of improving a space. And that's how I experienced this spot.
Yeah, so I think that I will definitely take on a project when I downsize my living space. So I will definitely share that in the summer when I embark on that project. But I think that, you know, just now we are probably all in this age, you know, kind of change of life. We want more freedom away from the trap of high living costs. You know, when you go to places now, things, you know, the price going up 50%. And I just feel like, is the wage being increased that much? No. And the rent is, you know, going through the roof. And I really heard that people are working on minimum wage jobs. So I think that for us to teach people to spend their money wisely is to go find the options, you know, use your options that do not pay the, you know, sticker price. Either you can buy things in off season or buy it in, you know, on a digital market rather than go to the big box. Because those big box are suffering because they have to pay high rent of the commercial space. And then they're going to pass that cost to you. They pass on to every single item you buy. And so you are financing their high cost. But we can say, no. It's right now, in this world, we have option to say no.
Right.
We have option to say, what kind of news do we want to hear? We don't want to listen to the, you know, the TV channels that put up the what? We don't have to brainwash by that. We can have find alternative media, and then we can find alternative marketplace that we can shop. We are the master of our own finance. We are not dictated by them what we can buy, what we can shop, and what we can eat.
You know, in Florida, the housing crisis, because insurance companies have increased their rates some like 100%. My son's insurance went up almost more than 50%. So that he's paying I'm sure it's over 1,000, but I don't know how much, but he's paying a lot more just on insurance.
Mm.
People who come to Florida in shop when they buy a house and they find out how much their insurance is. So that's why I'm promoting tiny house living, especially my YouTube channel is Beyond Tiny House Living. And I started out doing videos with my friend LA,
but I'm creating this project
done.
With the project, and so I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, we're about to go now. We have to go.
And they don't need moving to another home, or they need going to a rental property. That your landlord is going to keep raising the rent. So if they, they can buy a small, like 300-some feet unit, 350 square feet unit as their room, and they are sharing this huge, big living space.
Right.
And then they just pay like 2.6, I tell you, 2.6% of the total cost.
Right.
And then, so you don't pay rent anymore. You just, pay, share the electricity, some the property tax with almost 30 other people. Your cost is going to be so low.
Well,
and then that's where you park your things, and then you use the money, the money you save, travel around the world.
Yes, we are redefining the American dream, because the American is a three-bedroom house with a two-car garage and all this space. You know, McMansions are market, people can't afford them anymore. So I think what we can partner to do is help people redefine the American dream. The American dream is sharing space.
Yes.
And reduce their cost, your expense, so you can travel. How about that? And then we promote travel bags.
Yes, we travel and co-housing. So mine was like a co-housing project.
Yes. So we promote the bag with the downsizing. So this is what you're going to be doing more of.
Travel. Yeah, that's why I'm traveling to Egypt, and that's what
Yes.
We save money for that.
Yes.
Travel around the world.
This goes with the package.
Yes, absolutely.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsanida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
At the end of the pool classes, Thank you. I'm going to do it. Thank you. I was